And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Lou Margolis. Due to massive marketing, the term student-athlete conjures images of heroic young men and women conquering ideas in the classroom and opponents on the playing fields. And indeed, most students who play Division I intercollegiate sports succeed in both domains, as do, by the way, student poets, student dramatists, student physicists, and others. Why, then, are we deluged by this term student-athlete? Devised by the NCAA over 50 years ago, there are two reasons, both of which offend basic views of fairness in the relationship between employers and workers. First, because athletes are students, not technically workers, universities are not required to pay football and basketball players, the revenue or profit athletes, competitive wages. Everybody else in the system is generously compensated, coaches, athletics directors, and even all of the scholarship athletes in the other sports, but not those who actually generate the revenue. Second, because athletes are students, universities are not required to participate in workers' compensation systems, insurance programs that protect injured workers from severe economic losses. For example, how much responsibility should universities have for the economic and health consequences of the brain damage that is inherent in the game of football? In Lewis Carroll's classic, Through the Looking Glass, Humpty Dumpty scornfully says, "When I use a word, it means just what I choose it to mean, neither more nor less." Alice replies, "The question is whether you can make words mean so many different things." "The question is," said Humpty Dumpty, "which is to be master, that's all." Let's master the term student-athlete by discarding it. Let's stop using it because it is not truthful. It does not enlighten. It is meant to disguise the unfair way that students who play Division I football and basketball are treated. Universities should be the champions of honest language, not the perpetrators of misleading terms that end up harming the students for which we are responsible in every other domain of higher education. This is Lou Margolis.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.